And in one fell swoop, we literally saved that company over $30,000 a year. Just one of many examples of the power of these tools, and that's sitting under, it's hiding in plain sight to most local business owners. And that's why I personally am very excited about what we're doing here.
What if you could triple revenue without hiring anyone new? Most local businesses already have the tools to do it. They just don't know it. Join us as we explore how AI, automation, and smart advertising can help you work less, earn more, and build systems that keep paying off. The Local AI Show is where Main Street gets street smart, one simple building block at a time.
First question I would say is, why at this time in July of 2025 are we starting a podcast about local business growth through AI, automation, advertising? I'll just ask you that.
Right. Good question. So I've been hot on AI since November 2022 when ChatGPT rolled out. We were using automation and stuff with Macon and Zapier way before that. I had a Zapier account for a couple decades, I think. And that was just the kind of beginning of automation. And it was, and even then, when someone says automation or AI, you don't know what it means. You don't know what it translates into. Even trying to sell it, I'm going to sell you some AI and AI services. Yeah, what? Unless it's the ones that you can quantify and put into a little box, a chatbot or a email marketing system. Those automations, AI is pretty straightforward because people see it and they've interacted with chatbots and stuff. But when it gets beyond that, I don't know, what is AI for? What can you do with it? And even at this stage, 3 years later, following everything that there is to know about AI and implementing it, I still don't. I'm not even close to knowing everything there is, not everything there is to know, but even the simplest things, like all the different ways that you can use AI to help your business, or thousands and thousands of different ways that you can implement AI, develop systems and automation and stuff. But it's so overwhelming that the average person just, you can't even fathom. I had a colleague that when we first started talking about AI, and I said, wow, I'm deep into it. I don't think it's for me. I don't think I'd have any value with it. And I've heard this again and again. A lawyer the other day, he says, you should really get started with this AI and implement it in your business. And he's like, I've got about 5 years to retirement. I'm just going to wait it out and then I'm good. I'm like, yeah. So that's the timeline. People think it's 5 years until you must know AI at that point, right? You only have 5 years, and in 5 years, it's going to be ubiquitous and everybody's going to be using it and you have to know it. If you don't, you're at the bottom of the barrel, you're out of job or whatever. So this is the time. If you want to get ahead and you want to move ahead of the crowd and be one of the first movers and actually benefit from AI, then this is the reason we're doing this. Studying all of the different aspects of AI, and because we both have obviously a higher level of knowledge than the average business owner, both in SEO, digital marketing, automation, AI, we use it every day in our business. So obviously we have a higher level of understanding. So we're able to translate that into local business owners speak. What did I hear the other guy? I had a client the other day and I was upset because they didn't respond to something. And I'm like, you know what? I said, I don't work this way. We're partners. We're marketing partners. If you're going to expect rankings, higher customer counts and blah, 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 and more money coming in, then I'm going to expect you to hold up your side of the bargain too and respond to this. And then he called me and Reese, man, I deal with shit and water moving downhill. I'm sorry. I'm in the field. I don't have time, but I'm 18 hours a day, man. I trust you. Just do it. That's the type of person that we're talking about that just knows everything that they know about their own business. And that's, what can you expect from that person? I mean, you can't expect that person to understand everything that there is to know about digital marketing, SEO, and AI and automation. We get with all of it. It's too much for us and we live it. So imagine the local business owner and what they have to process and think, here's something else that we need to learn. Oh, here's something else on top of the 15 million hats that I have to wear just managing my business.
Yeah. And I think back to that business owner who's, I have 5 years until retirement. I think the real argument for against that is, well, what if you could compress 5 years into 1 year and be like 10 times more effective in that 1 year? I think that is what things like AI and automation make possible right now.
So if you looked at that from a, I want to sell my business perspective, because that's what every business owner should be looking at their business as. I don't care if you're passing it down to your son or whatever, your daughter, or not, but they, or selling it or not, keeping it in the family business or not, it doesn't matter. It should still be structured and built as if you're going to be passing it off and you have to exit that the situation. So If you have 5 years, you have 5 years to grow your business to whatever size you want. You could double the size of your business and then double the amount that you ask for. Why wouldn't you do that if you could?
Now, why local business as opposed to, say, enterprise companies?
Same. You can ask the same question. Why am I in local business? Because I was in enterprise SEO previously. So I've had 3 years working at an enterprise level SEO company, and we worked with some really big players, Encyclopedia Britannica, Merriam-Webster, Beltone, some big boys. And so those websites and companies have massive budgets. And I literally just told this a prospect yesterday. I said, it sounds a bit cheesy. Oh, I want to help people. But it was really that. I want to make a difference. And what I do, the strategies that I do, that I implement and recommend, I want to see results and I want to see a difference happening in the company that I'm helping. And from a Beltone perspective, it's a marketing manager with a budget. We got to spend $350,000 this year on SEO and digital marketing. Help us do that. And then there's some metrics that the metrics look good or whatever, but it's not changing anybody's lives. Really, if I take that same strategy and I implement that strategy with a local business owner, and maybe they have a hearing clinic, you know, you go from trying to help Beltone raise their market share and helping this local hearing clinic bring in more customers and double their business and hire more staff. And so now you're supporting the community that you live in, and they're able to hire more people, and then there's more money coming into the economy and stuff. So it's just a big win for everybody. And at the end of the day, like, the difference between helping a local business owner, wow, Reese, I can't even believe it. We're opening up a new office. We're the biggest one in our city now. This was because of digital marketing and SEO and stuff. We wouldn't have been here without you. That's huge.
Could you talk a bit about your background? You've mentioned digital marketing, SEO. I know that you've been at this for a long time, and we have some history in business together too. Convergence of your background, your interests, our history together, and then also my background and interests. And so, yeah, could you speak a bit to how we got here?
Are we going back to the table at the conference?
Take us a bit before that, like how you got to that table, and then we'll talk about the table.
So I moved to Victoria, Vancouver Island. I moved from Taiwan, so I was really back into Canada and trying to reestablish connections and stuff. And I've never lived in Victoria or Vancouver Island, so the only person I knew here was my sister. So I had to break into the business scene. And so I was running a speed dating company in Taiwan. And so I took the same philosophy. Why couldn't you do speed dating for business, right? And then you would have like different business owners or with different specialties. So if you were doing maybe for real estate, you'd have an appraiser and a real estate agent and an investor. And then these people could come and they could ask these questions from all these different experts and being 5 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever. And then they would move on to the next one. And so that's how I got established on the island and get to know people, because I was reaching out to experts and saying, hey, I would like to have you on the show, and we're going to do this business speed networking is what it was called. And I ran that for a while, and I was going to all the different events, and at one of them,
Young Entrepreneur Society thing,
I was like a brand ambassador or something for them. I would go and just introduce people at these events, going to one of those events. And then you were there at a table all alone by yourself. Look at this. Yeah, you're at the back table by yourself. So I sat down and introduced myself. And then you said that you're in the bar industry. And I'm like, oh, wow, why? I have a bartending website. I had a bartending website, and I've been a bartender for 20 years or something. And then bar management. So I had a lot of experience in the bar industry. And then you had experience, obviously, in the bar industry. So we connected there. And then we thought about what could we do together, just to bring our minds together. And then you were working on the Nimble Bar Company. And we took that concept, being nimble and being able to move the bar around and do shows. And then we decided to travel across Canada to drive from one end of Canada to the next. It was during the Canada's 150th anniversary. And so it was free parks, national park like that. So we had these one wheels, big wheel in the middle, and we balance on the board. And we bought three of these boards, and then the three of us traveled around. We got in the Jeep, and then we would just stop at each location, and we would shoot videos and about cocktails, and we interviewed bar owners and winery. We went to wineries, and we made cocktails in the woods and creeks, just creative videos and everything. So that was our big introduction into business together. We were together for what, two and a half months, going across Canada, sleeping in tents in parks and Airbnbs in the cities, doing interviews and cocktail shoots all over the place. When we came back, you guys wanted to focus, the two of you wanted to focus on more like actual hands-on training and stuff, which was very opposite to what I wanted to do. I went back to doing online stuff, which is always what I wanted to do. And then you took the Nimble Bar Company your way. And then you got into, more the restaurant industry. You stayed in the restaurant industry doing local SEO and digital marketing for the restaurant industry while I do local SEO and digital marketing just for local businesses. So you niched it down and I just stayed a little more everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we ended up starting a little local bartending school, did some consulting, and then we did that until 2020. And I was still bartending the whole time. And then the pandemic hit. And then that's when I took the skills that when we were on the road, we weren't really selling anything. And I was like, oh man, we got to figure out how to sell stuff here. And I learned a lot working with you on digital marketing. And I think the thing that really I was drawn to you, and I didn't know it at the time, but just it was because you could just speak ad nauseum about SEO and Google ads and stuff. And I was like, oh, this stuff is, and meta ads. And you talk about, oh, geo targeting. And I was just like, whoa, it blew my mind that you could do those things. And so that's why I was, okay, let's get into business with Reason. Let's figure out all this stuff. And over the years building that and what I'd learned from you, and when the pandemic hit, then I was like, okay, right now bars aren't really in action. So the market just evaporated for a bit, but I always saw, I feel like restaurants are like the cockroaches of the service industry. Like they're probably one of the first businesses that serve people ever. And they'll probably want to be one of the last. And so I was like, the industry is not going anywhere, but it could really use this kind of help. And so that's when I started Guest Getter. So yeah, it's pretty interesting. And you didn't mention it, but the name of your site was literally barsandbartending.com, which I believe still exists. And it's pretty crazy that we happen to end up at a table, which apparently I made possible by being all by myself. and I was this like bartending nerd. And then you had this site and it's crazy. And then now here we are almost a decade later. That was like, I think that was 2017 or something like that, 2016, 2017. And so now we're here in 2025. Okay. So Reese, I'd love to ask you, what the local AI show, what do you think the main areas of the topic areas are that we'll be covering? And what does the listener stand to get at the end of each episode that they tune into?
I don't like hearing a lot of stuff. What do I do with that all that knowledge? So we're going to give you the knowledge, but try not to blow up your mind with too much jargon and too much kind of tech talk. We're trying to make it as simple as possible and giving you snack-sized, bite-sized pieces that are actionable that you can pull away. So after every episode, you should walk away with something that you can immediately implement into your business that's going to make a difference. We're talking about something that actually is going to move the needle. So we're talking about strategies that Kyle and I use. We own digital marketing agencies. We have our own clients, our own roster, right? And we battle test this stuff on the ground, like a dentist that learned how to do Google Business Profile and he's selling a course. I've been doing this for 20 years, what, 15 years or something. So it's a lot of expertise behind it and a lot of understanding what the local business owner understands or doesn't understand when it comes to digital marketing. And there's a big difference between what you know and what you can implement on the ground. And so we're trying to bridge that gap and say, we're going to bring you strategies that which out of this huge list, there's so many things that we could teach local business owners about AI or automation or SEO or anything. Out of this huge list, what are the things that are going to actually move the needle? You need to do number one first, and then next episode, you need to do number two. You know, they're self-contained, and you're going to get this one action item that you will put that thing. And if you missed the first show and you got the second show, that's okay. You didn't need to, to follow the first show to understand what the second one is. Another completely different system or actionable item that you can put into place, and it's going to move the needle. And so some of these things we talked about doing an About Us page, right? Which is a huge page that a lot of people don't really pay too much attention to, or they don't really think about too much. Things like SEO changes or keyword strategies or research or tools, just building it out with you, right? And we're making it so that everybody understands, right? I'm thinking of my mom, right? And when I'm like, who's the target market? My mom's the easiest target market that I can think of. She's not a business owner, but she knows nothing about SEO or online, anything. And so when I talk to my mom about anything that I do, I need to really be careful how I break it down and explain it in a way that she can understand. And so that's what we're going to be doing on the show, is taking these high level concepts, breaking it down into these little itty bitty strategies, and giving you these chunks that you can just use one after the other, episode after episode, and implement these to grow your business. And over time, you will see a massive difference in your business, your brand awareness, the customers, the rankings, the leads that you're getting. Everything will change if you follow the strategies that we're giving you in the show.
Have you ever heard of the book, The Mom Test?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's basically a book all about making sure that your mother can understand what you do. Yeah, no, I love that. And yeah, I look at it like building blocks. Like every episode, I want to be like a little like Lego piece that you can go ahead, take, implement, and your business grow it. And I see the overarching pillars, high level AI is one, because if you can efficiently plug your business into something that gives you access to way more IQ, why wouldn't you? I just think that the question for a lot of people is, okay, how do I do that? And then the next thing is, to your earlier point about, it's automation. It's, you can use tools to have repeat systems, because we're not in the business of doing things. We don't want to have to do the work. We want to be able to build something once and have it yield returns forever for the life of the business. And then the third piece is effective and efficient advertising. It's, most small businesses, I think, wildly under advertise themselves. And you just have these incredible platforms available to you, and they're continuously evolving, continuously getting better. And I look at this as the holy trinity, right? If we can help business owners equip themselves with AI, automation, and advertising, then they're going to eat their competition alive.
Agreed. I want to give you a real world example that I literally just implemented the other day. And it's something that when you hear it, you're like, why wouldn't I have, how could I not have used that before in the past? I had a client that sold their business to another person, and that person now, and this is the third time in the last 3 months, sold their business to somebody else. And then a new owner is like, hey, I hear that you're doing our marketing. Let's have a meet. Okay. And what do you think they want to talk about? The business, obviously, the past. And then the biggest question is, can you tell me what strategies or tactics have you guys discussed in the past that maybe just weren't implemented for one reason or another? So what does that require? Going through 1,000 emails and trying to figure out, where in those emails did I talk about a strategy that was not responded or didn't get implemented or something like that? I started looking for ways to extract emails. And I'm like, okay, this can't be that hard. I found a Chrome extension that was like email to Sheets or something like that. You can extract from the email, from your Gmail or something. You could connect your Gmail, and then it'll extract all the messages to your Google Sheets. And then in Google Sheets, you can go bring that into an AI and ask them to summarize and chat with. That's what I did for the first guy, right? This is what's outstanding and stuff like that, right? Great, awesome. So I had a tab open for Claude. I find it just better at writing. And they had an integrations module, right? So you literally just click on integrations, and it has a list of things that they can integrate with it. Guess what one of those things is? Your Gmail account. So I now can just chat with Claude and say, hey, I need a list of all of the things that we talked about. So first I get a list of all of the emails that are outstanding, and then I want a summary of all those emails. Then I want a list of what's outstanding from those emails and what wasn't followed up on, and then references to it. And then I wanted to create an email for my new owner based on all this information in an email format coming from me, from somebody who just barely knows that person and that kind of tone of voice. And boom, I sent that out last night, like a whatever, 4:30.
That's awesome. And okay, so I'd like to share a real world example. So there's this, and yes, I normally work with restaurants, but there's this classical music organization out of Toronto, and it's a choir and an orchestra, and they were paying like $30,000 a year for this horrendous software. I almost want to name them by name, because how like stuck they had this organization, like they just had them clawed in, and the software was terrible. I couldn't even get logged into it, like made me so mad. And so basically what we did is we asked them to send us an export of their data, because you couldn't easily, like I did a couple of screen shares with the guy who uses it, and I was like, this makes no sense. I can't easily parse your data or see your customer database, even though it all lives in there. It was insanely clunky and just a nightmare. And so we had the software company export the data. And the only way they could, normally you'd expect it to be like a CSV file. These were literally SQL databases. So we, like, I wouldn't be able to, I'm not a database architect or whatever. And but
I don't know with that, I wouldn't know, like, I would have to ask AI, what do I do with an SQL database?
Well, that's exactly right. And so what I did is I pumped the SQL database. I don't know if Claude or ChatGPT would be able to do it, but something we'll probably get into. And I don't want anyone to get scared because it's basically the same thing. It's Cursor. And so I gave Cursor those files, which is another just AI enabled tool that can do like a bit more technical things. But once you like get it set up and you just know that, oh, I just talked to it in a way I would talk to anybody, it works simply. And what it was able to do was take those SQL databases and put them into a nice, clean, like basically a CSV or an Excel file that we could then import into anything we did. And so that's what we did is we, and it got like, I'm not shitting you, like years of data, like from 1988. So there were like over 100,000 customers in it. There was purchase history, purchase frequency, emails, phone numbers, addresses, all this stuff. And we were able to cleanly export that data and then put it into a CRM or a customer relationship management tool that actually made sense, that is user-friendly. And in one fell swoop, we literally saved that company over $30,000 a year. Just one of many examples of the power of these tools, and that's sitting under, it's hiding in plain sight to most local business owners. And that's why I personally am very excited about what we're doing here. A lot of that's the trending term right now is vibe coding. Basically, they're AI-assisted coding platforms. The technical term is IDE. So you have Cursor is a standalone desktop one. And then there is also Lovable. There's Replit. There's Bolt and probably some other ones. You can go into these platforms. And here's something you could do right now. You could probably, the most user-friendly one is Lovable. And let's say you wanted to run an ad to an offer. We usually or often we'll send ad traffic to what's known as a landing page, just a simple page that extends some kind of an offer. And there is a way for that visitor to give their information or make a purchase or whatever so that you convert traffic into revenue. And in the past, we would have to get these things custom developed, or they take a long time, or we'd have to pay a landing page builder. But I don't think there's any reason for folks to pay for landing page builders at this point when you could just go to Lovable and say, here's the offer I'm making. Maybe you could add a couple of screenshots to the chat there and say, I like this style for this reason. And you just have it build you a simple landing page. And so that is what Cursor does. That's what all of these platforms do. Cursor is just one it is a little different from these other ones, just in that it's not just software or website stuff. It's just like, maybe you need to work with spreadsheets. Cursor can help you do that.
So I think Cursor and those types of platforms are on the very, very high level of what it would take for like the average local business owner to go in there to Cursor and create a landing page. I just can't see it.
What about Lovable? Have you used Lovable?
Yeah. So here's my issue with it. I mean, we'll get into this later on in other episodes, obviously, whatever, but here's my issue with vibe coding for the masses. Okay. Because basically what you're saying there is that anybody can go in and say, hey, create this page. So vibe coding is just essentially talk to it like you would talk to an assistant or an employee or something. Hey, I really need to have this done or this figured out. I need to get this data from this spreadsheet. I need to know how many people do this or how many, whatever the data is. And you just ask it some questions. And then the AI will figure out what needs to be done. And then Cursor and some of these other ones, they build it on your local platform first. So they build out this landing page with all the design elements and stuff, and they host it on your site, like on your computer. And then from there, it has to go somewhere. It has to live somewhere. And that's the problem. So you figured it out and you might think it's easy, Kyle, and oh yeah, you just go to this thing and whatever. It's so far above, like, it's not just hosting anymore. Now we're beyond WordPress or Wix or Squarespace, and we're into some well unknown that we've never even heard about, some other cloud hosting platform that you need to bring it up or host it on, or you need to export it as an iframe or something. So it gets technical. Yes, vibe coding is, hey, I'm just going to talk to it, but give you the reality. I've been confused using Cursor and I'm scared because it's asking me to do a lot of stuff that I don't know. I don't know anything about coding and I built a blah, blah, blah. Okay. So now it's saying, hey, running ms.python.js, need permission to launch. I don't know what that's going to do. And it asks you all the time. And every one of them freaks me out. What is this thing doing to my machine? It has control over my machine, right? So I'm freaking out because I'm not sure what it's going to do. Don't ruin my machine. Make sure my machine still functions. And ask me only when you think it's going to be an issue with my machine. And then they're like, okay, and I'll try to continue. And it still asks you all the time. So it also, because of that, it took me 3 days to get through a project with Cursor.
No, I hear what you're saying. We won't start with Cursor. That'll be maybe down the line. But what we will, what I do promise you is that if we do get into something like Cursor, we will find a way to make it simple and straightforward. Because I think that a lot of this stuff, it's just knowing what, you know, what step to take. Because once you know what the steps are, it becomes straightforward. And here's like another example. There have been a couple times in my life where I've been motivated to learn how to code. This actually can make it Cursor and just say, hey, in a really practical, straightforward way, I'm interested in learning as much as I need to know, nothing more when it comes to coding. I just want to know what I need to know to be dangerous. And let's do that in a fun way, in a practical way while I build my business. And it'll help you along the way. And the cool thing is you don't need to be the one there writing the code. That's what is so tedious and boring. It will do that for you. The point is that every workshop or episode, we're always going to work hard to make it real simple and practical, increase the enterprise value of your local business so that you can get more customers more efficiently, lower your cost per customer, increase the lifetime value, and then ultimately sell your business for more than you would have otherwise, or at least make it more valuable to pass on to someone else.
So the complexities are for us to understand and to figure out, right? That's what we're going to do. So I couldn't use the Vercel cloud hosting where you can just host a website that you make in Cursor, a hosting platform, GoDaddy or whatever, right? AI cloud hosting. So this one was more complex and it had some backend stuff. So you couldn't even do it there. Obviously, I'm going to go back to AI and say, hey, how do I get this online? How do I get this from my local machine to somewhere where I can log in and someone can see it online? The AI will walk you through that. We'd like you to get curious and start trying it out and figuring out when you start realizing, wow, the stuff that I could do, the money that I could make in my own business, like just implementing some of these strategies and stuff. We're going to give you this like step by step by step. Take somebody without any knowledge whatsoever, go to this website, click on this, and then do this. And that's how easy we're trying to make it for you. You just need to be able to follow some simple instructions.
Yeah, I think a really simple way to think about what we seek to do is, what would it look like to, honestly, what would it look like to triple your revenue without adding any more team members? I believe that in many cases is what AI makes possible. So I think that is what's really exciting. Now, Reese, as we bring episode one here to the finish line, what can folks look forward to in our next episode? What are we going to be covering?
So I think we're talking about the about page. I think we wanted to start with that because of the importance of the about page. So we have a bunch of stats on how important those pages are. And I'll just riff on a couple of these. 52% of website visitors want to see an about us page first, right? So why is that? Because you're buying from that company and you want to know who you're buying from. So the about page being one of the most frequented web pages on your website, on anybody's website, then it deserves a lot of attention. And with Google's EEAT, it stands for an acronym for expertise, experience, authority, and trust, Google wants to know that the company that's providing the information, wherever the user is searching, finding this information, is experienced, has some expertise, is authoritative, and is trustworthy. And that has to be shown on your website in different ways, and especially on your About Us page. So there's a formula to have, and there's a bunch of different things that you should have included in your About Us page. And so we're going to break that down, all the different elements, and then we're going to use AI to create those elements, help you write out the proper About Us page and add those missing elements in there.
Yes, sir. About pages increase the number of, the more effective they are, the more customers you'll get. It's obviously that's oversimplified, but that is what we want to help you build in the next episode. And with that, what are you most excited about working on this week there, Reese?
this week. So I started putting together another website for some tappable review us cards. And so I went through some crazy coding with that. I was using Manus. Manus is one of my favorite AI agents. So very similar to Cursor or Lovable or whatever. But I had it build out this website, and it was literally a functioning website where you could log in, create like this a card or a client, a QR code. Like that was built. I built that an afternoon with this thing, which is nuts. I was telling my buddy, and I said, that's got to be $15,000 in programming costs. I was going to have someone build that. 15 grand, have the backend database, be able to log in. A client can go in and check their own stats and stuff, analytics. Wow, like crazy.
Awesome. With that, Reese, I think that is a great note to end episode one on.
Okay, we'll see you next time. I'm pretty excited to get to the About Us page. And you know what? We'll use our own. We'll analyze our own About Us pages, and we'll do on the fly, fix it kind of thing.
Love it. Let's do it. All right. Cheers, Reese.
Till next time. Thanks.
That's it for this episode. If you're ready to grow smarter, not busier, head to localaishow.com. Sign up for the newsletter and get the first 3 moves guide. It's the fastest way to start using AI and automation to save time and grow revenue this week. Remember, you're on Main Street, but you don't got to play small. See you next time on the Local AI Show.